John, would you comment on the shorthanded goal and the way it impacted your team in the second period?
Well, it obviously it gets us back in the game. It took us the first half of the game. You know, that helped us. With all the penalties we took, we just couldn't get our game going. I thought Hank was really good the first half. Didn't have much after. But obviously making it 2-1 instead of maybe go down 3-0 was a key moment of the game, and we took over.
And Ryan Callahan's efforts, you see him lift the entire team with the way he played on the shorthanded goal and then on the power play.
There was a really big play by him on the shorthanded goal. He does all the things. But everybody, and not the short side Cali, everybody, it's the best we've played. The last 30 minutes, 35 minutes of that game was the best we've played in a while. And both away from the puck, our stinginess, blocking shots, just doing the things we need to do. So once we got our legs going and got away from just being lack of discipline and killing penalties, I thought we played really well.
Is there any reason why there's only one assistant coach on the bench tonight?
What's that?
Is there only reason there was only one assistant coach on the bench?
Yeah, and whose bench? Our bench?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. That's what we have.
Okay.
What the hell kind of question is that?
You mixed up some of the D pairs a little bit. How do you think that worked out well? You said you were experimenting. And
yeah, I got to look at I got to look at the tape. So,
overall, the special teams, John, are you seeing the improvement that you need to see as you head toward the playoffs?
Yeah, I thought when we used step on the point, it and the puck movement of our power play, I thought really helped us tonight. Richie made some really good plays down in the corner, on the half wall. I thought Step brought a different level of patience to our power play. And everybody contributed as far as the puck movement. And we find a way to score a couple, which is going to be important. So hopefully we can grow off it.
Seemed like Boyle had another good game.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's played very well, and he gets rewarded. He scores a big goal. He did a lot of the things for us.
Another goal from close, and you said all his goals right there from a total of like 4.5 feet away.
Yeah, that's the way he plays. That's the way he plays. And he is, as we talked about after last night's game, he's been pretty consistent in a lot of areas for us.
The fact that your team goes into building, strange building, Minnesota, here, a tough building to play, and doesn't suffer a letdown, doesn't let the points get away. What does that say for you?
Yeah, it was a good game for us and where we're at as a team right now to come back where they gained some momentum and off all their power plays, they score a couple of quick goals on us. We just regrouped and we just played our game, and I thought it was one of the strongest second half of a game of how we play. And as we go through the last week here, hopefully we'll look at some tape as far as some of the good things and keep on growing.
Is this slow start just a product of the back-to-back games?
No, it was because of penalties. I mean, we couldn't even get our feet going because we were in the penalty box. The whole, kill off a 5-on-3, we kill off three penalties in the first period. Again, I don't think we were skating. We just couldn't get going to get any type of flow. Second period, our first, I think it was the first shift, another penalty's call. For what reason, I don't know. But it was called. But once we got into some sort of flow, as far as people getting on the ice, I thought that's when we felt a lot more comfortable.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.